This is 90.3 KZU. I'm David Whitrock. There are several pilot projects underway in the Monterey Bay area exploring the idea of a very localized power source, microgrids, that tap into the region's wind and sun. KZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
Mike Isaacson climbs a ladder up to the roof of a building on the Santa Cruz Wharf. He's the director of the Center for Sustainable Energy and Power Systems at UC Santa Cruz. Once up top, he walks over to a small wind turbine.
And the reason it's so small is to get approval from the Coastal Commission. We actually want it to be 20 feet tall.
At about half that size, the turbine and nearby solar panel stand in stark contrast to what many people think of when it comes to generating power from the sun and wind.
People think of these huge wind farms, say in North Dakota, where the winds are howling all the time, as being that's the only place you can put a wind farm. Well, but you see here, it's turning and it's producing energy. Or people think of solar, you've got to be out in the desert in the middle of Nevada.
Looking out on an overcast sky, Isaacson says, like most places, Santa Cruz has sun sometimes, wind sometimes, but neither all the time.
Why can't we, on a local scale, be able to capture whatever it is we have, even though it's not the best? We combine these things and we can do better than if we don't capture it at all.
He says the way to do that is with microgrids, tapping into power sources that generate just enough energy for a specific area. Isaacson is working on several wind and solar microgrid projects, including one at Hartnell College in Salinas, another at NASA Ames in Mountain View, and this one, which provides power to Santa Cruz's wharf headquarters.
So the windmill charges two deep cycle marine batteries on the roof, and that current comes down into this box.
Down in the garage, wharf supervisor John Bombacci points to a small box on the wall.
And that charge is transferred to the 12-volt batteries in our GEM car that we use as a maintenance vehicle out here on the wharf.
Tools rattle around in the back of this golf cart-like electric car as wharf construction crew leader Britt Hoberg drives it past the wharf's restaurants and shops.
You can drive it on the sidewalk because the wharf gets really, really crowded in the summertime.
Fueling Hoberg's ride is just the first step toward a larger goal of creating a microgrid to power the entire wharf. Before that can happen, the pilot project aims to address some concerns. You see, the lack of consistent howling wind isn't the only reason we don't see wind turbines on the coast. Isaacson says there are also concerns about ruining views, the noise, and turbines killing shorebirds like those that flock to the wharf.
The biggest reason that we don't see wind turbines on the coast is there's never been any kind of scientific documentation of the effect that it has on wildlife.
Specifically, there's no research on birds and how they're affected by the type of wind turbine here on the roof of the wharf headquarters. It has a low profile and looks like a cylindrical sculpture.
The wind turbine that we have here is a vertical axis one, which means it spins on a vertical axis, whereas the big ones, say in Altamont Pass, are these big ones that spin on horizontal axes, and they're much more difficult for birds to see.
This type of wind turbine is apparently easier to see. Through video monitoring, Isaacson will document how many birds, if any, are killed. Since it went up in November, that number is zero.
The idea is to see, can we do it, and can we do it without affecting the wildlife? And if we can we scale this thing up so that it can serve a useful function? And is it something that can be transposed to other communities, such as the wharf at Monterey and all the other municipal wharfs along the coast?
It could be 5 years before the entire wharf is powered by an alternative energy microgrid. In addition to the wind and sun, by then, it may also get power from the ocean's waves. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.